as I sit on the bed and enjoy a bit of centering with the mandalas coloring book. You never get too old for that. I find myself thinking about the Golden Bachelor and his wife, now soon to be ex-wife. The excitement that I held when learning there was going to be a Golden Bachelor, like many of us, just to show that love and romance doesn't fade away. There will always be a potential spark ignited should we choose to want to find that love later in life. And this past Friday, we learned that Gary and Teresa are no more. After 3 months, they're divorcing. And I found myself thinking, is it the classic case of old and set in our ways? And their reason made plenty of sense to me, and I'm sure it made plenty of sense to others, especially those that are in that particular time of their life and have families and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Teresa said that she hoped that people wouldn't be discouraged because of their divorce. Viewers in particular who had been inspired by the couple, she said, "Don't give up. We say stay in it, stay hopeful, because we are." And that was nice. What it said was, it was not a case of old and set in our way, but it was a case of fondness for family and a difficult, near impossible choice. Like there was no choosing, so to speak. And I thought that was nice and realistic. For those of us that watched the show, we could see that family was very important to both of them. And it's very understandable that even if they did indeed and do indeed love one another, the decision to either purchase a home in neutral territory or in one that's home for one person and not the other would be hard. And what a hard decision to have to make, but a responsible decision. And it was good to show that, yes, love awaits no matter what decade we're in. And that as they sat there on the Good Morning America interview holding hands, that was so beautiful. I mean, that it had nothing to do with how they felt for one another, but ultimately, they were unable to choose, and they shouldn't have to choose. And it probably, you know, for some couples, they would be able to find a way to figure out, okay, well, perhaps we continue to live where we live and we arrange to see one another twice a week or what have you. But of course, that wouldn't work for everyone, especially if you're particularly close to one another and you love each other. But what a wonderful example to show. I would literally say start to finish. One, that love exists past a certain age. And ultimately, you can dissolve the marriage and still be cordial with one another. The problem, if you want to call it a problem, is beyond you. And it's real. And some people will find a way to see their way through that. And others will not. But I wanted to do a little beauty note as I was thinking about that. And the title for this beauty note is Gone Guy. Although we know that they say that the feeling was mutual, the decision was mutual. But a nice little teacher. First, beauty's aging gracefully. Today is Monday, April 15th, and this is your beauty note.